Welcome to the Deep Dive. It is Monday, March 9th, 2026.
Hello, everyone.
And our mission today is really to cut through the noise. There was this massive Tech and Legion tech briefing recently, and we've been poring over the sources to bring you the most vital nuggets.
Yeah, there is a lot to get through today.
There really is. We want to extract exactly what is going to impact your digital life, your wallet, and your privacy, because things are moving fast.
They are. And looking at the big picture from these sources, we are seeing the digital world hit a major maturation point right now.
Oh, absolutely.
The boundaries of what tech can do are shifting. On one hand, you have extreme volatility in crypto. On the other, artificial intelligence it's no longer just a tool. It is transforming into an autonomous colleague.
Which is both amazing and slightly terrifying. But we have a great lineup for you today to make sense of it all. We are looking at Bitcoin's 48% free fall, a massive hardware leap from AMD, YouTube actually lowering the barrier to its premium features, and a highly controversial Discord update that, well, it might just signal the end of the anonymous internet.
It's going to be a heavy one.
It is. Okay, let's unpack this starting with the agentic era of AI. Microsoft just announced their Copilot Pro 2026 update.
Right.
And the wording they use here is super deliberate. It's no longer an AI assistant. They're calling it an autonomous agent.
What's fascinating here is the paradigm shift of agentic AI. Mm. Up until now, AI has been reactive, right?
Yeah.
You ask it to do a thing, it does the thing, and it stops.
Right. You had to hold its hand the whole way.
Exactly. But Copilot is now powered by this new GPT 5.2 model. And because that model is so accurate, Copilot can handle multi-step tasks all on its own. It doesn't need you to babysit it.
And the specific examples in the briefing really show how wild this is. Like, take Excel, for instance.
Oh, the Excel integration is huge.
Right. You can literally just tell it, analyze all Q1 sales and find the best products. And it doesn't just give you a text answer. It automatically creates the pivot tables, it draws the charts, and it writes up a summary of what it found.
Without you clicking a single menu.
Exactly. And the document parsing is just as crazy. Say you have a massive 50-page legal contract. You hand it to Copilot, tell it to summarize and find risks, and in seconds, you get a 2-page summary.
And it actually highlights the specific risks for you.
Yes. And then, and this is the direct word editing part, you can just say, add a comparison table. It doesn't just suggest the edits on the side anymore. It actually builds the table and populates the data right inside your document.
It acts like a coworker. And it even extends to file management now.
Oh, the OneDrive governance stuff.
Yeah. It can autonomously scan thousands of your files on OneDrive. It flags duplicates. It finds old files you haven't touched in years. And most importantly, it flags security risks.
Like if you accidentally left a sensitive document publicly shared?
Precisely. It finds those and alerts you.
Okay, so the bottom line for you, the listener, is the pricing on this. Because obviously, Microsoft isn't giving all this away for free.
No, they are not.
So Copilot Chat, the basic version, is now free for Business Standard and Premium users.
But if you want the autonomous agent mode, the one doing all those multi-step tasks that requires a premium or E5 license.
Right. So if your work involves a lot of repetitive tasks, AI is transitioning from just a software tool into an actual colleague, but you're going to pay the enterprise premium for it.
Exactly. Microsoft is heavily monetizing that autonomy.
Which makes sense. But speaking of AI making life easier, let's talk about everyday communication. WhatsApp is rolling out something I know I desperately need.
The voice message transcription.
Yes, finally. It's rolling out globally this month. And the details here are super interesting from a privacy standpoint.
It is, because they are using on-device AI for this.
Meaning Meta never actually stores the audio.
Right. Meta never stores the audio, and they never see the text. The transcription happens entirely on your phone's local processor.
Which is amazing. And despite running locally, it boasts a 95% accuracy rate in English.
And it supports 15 languages right out of the gate.
Yeah, the briefing said that covers like 85% of their users.
It's a massive rollout. And there's some other bonus WhatsApp features, too. Meta AI is now directly in the chats. You just type /imagine to create images right in the conversation.
No more switching to a separate app or bot.
Exactly. Oh, and for group voice chats, they've added emoji reactions.
Which sounds small, but if you've ever been in a group voice chat with 10 people, you know everyone constantly talks over each other just to say, I agree.
Exactly. It completely eliminates that friction.
Okay, so running all this local AI, doing real-time voice transcription, it requires serious hardware. Which brings us to our next segment. AMD is flexing hard right now.
They really are.
Tomorrow, March 12th, 2026, AMD is launching the Ryzen 9000 X3D processors. And looking at the specs, this is a massive leap.
It's a brilliant piece of engineering. They are using their second generation 3D V-cache technology.
Can you translate that for us? What does that actually mean for the user?
Sure. Think of a processor like a workshop. Normally, you have a limited amount of space on your desk that's the cache to hold the tools you need right now.
Okay.
AMD essentially added a second floor for data storage directly on top of the processor. They stack the memory vertically.
The numbers are huge. 144 megabytes of cache.
Which is a 50% increase from the last generation.
That's insane.
It is. And it's massive for memory-heavy games.
Sure.
Think of massive simulations like Cyberpunk 2077 or Starfield. The processor doesn't have to keep running to the main memory to fetch data. It's all right there on that second floor.
So it smooths everything out. Let's look at the specs and the rivalry here, because AMD is coming straight for Intel.
Oh, aggressively.
We have the Ryzen 9 9900X3D. It's got 12 cores, priced at $649. And the leaks show it beating the Intel Core i9-14900K by up to 20% in gaming.
That is a significant margin.
And then there's the big one, the Ryzen 9 9950X3D, 16 cores for $799. They are pitching it as the world's fastest 16-core processor for both gaming and heavy rendering.
But the real kicker for consumers isn't just the speed, it's the platform.
The motherboards.
Exactly. If you already have an AMD AM5 motherboard, you just do a quick BIOS update and you can drop this new chip right in.
Whereas Intel users?
If you want Intel's 15th gen, you have to buy a brand new LGA 8041 motherboard.
Which is such a hassle and an extra expense. So AMD is really offering a much friendlier upgrade path here.
They definitely are.
Well, speaking of saving the consumer some money, let's talk about a rare win for our wallets in the streaming world.
This was a surprise to see.
Yeah, YouTube Premium Lite. So they launched this about a year ago for $7.99 a month, and literally all it did was remove ads.
Which, for a lot of people, wasn't quite enough value.
Right. But now, YouTube has suddenly added offline downloads and background play to that Lite tier, and they didn't raise the price. It's still $7.99.
If you look at the math, it's a very smart move for them and a great deal for the user. Regular YouTube Premium is $13.99.
Because it forces you to pay for YouTube Music.
Exactly. It bundles the music streaming. But if you already pay for Spotify or you use Apple Music, you don't want to pay double for a music service you won't use.
So this $7.99 Lite tier, which is now in over 50 countries, by the way, it's basically the ultimate streaming deal right now. You get the ad-free videos, you can listen with your screen off, and you keep your Spotify.
It's a perfect unbundling strategy.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's pivot to the financial markets, specifically the crypto winter. Or, well, crypto winter again.
It certainly looks that way.
The crash has been brutal. Just to give you the numbers,
good.
Back in October 2025, Bitcoin hit its peak of $126,272.
A massive all-time high.
Yeah. But today, it has plummeted below $66,000. That is a 48% free fall in under 5 months.
And it dragged the whole market down with it. The total crypto market cap shrank from $4.4 trillion to $2.3 trillion.
Half the value, just gone. Ethereum is down 52%. Solana is down 45%.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we are really looking at three simultaneous triggers that caused this.
Okay, lay them out for us.
First, you have macro geopolitics. Specifically, the Iran-U.S. conflict that flared up in early March.
Right.
Now, looking at this purely from a market mechanics standpoint, when global tensions rise, investors flee risky assets. They move their capital into safe havens like gold and government bonds.
Which pulls liquidity straight out of crypto. What was the second trigger?
Regulation. The SEC announced a wave of new investigations into the major crypto exchanges.
Which always spooks the market.
Always. And that fear led directly into the third trigger, which is a massive liquidation cascade.
Oh, the leverage wipeout.
Exactly. A lot of traders were using borrowed money, betting the price would go up. When Bitcoin fell from $80,000... billions of dollars in those leveraged positions were forced closed by the exchanges.
Which means the exchanges automatically sold that Bitcoin to cover the debts.
Right. Which drives the price down even further, triggering even more liquidations. It accelerates the drop mechanically.
So now there's this great debate happening among the analysts. We read the reports, and nobody agrees on what happens next.
Not at all. You have Bernstein analysts looking at this and predicting a $60,000 bottom. They see a strong recovery in the second half of the year.
But then you have Zeng Capital on the other side.
Right. They are incredibly bearish. They're predicting a drop all the way down to $45,000 or $50,000. And their reasoning is based on Bitcoin's historical four-year cycle. They believe the market needs a deeper flush before it can rally again.
But there is a silver lining here for the believers, right? Because this doesn't look exactly like the crash in 2022.
No, the structure is very different this time. The institutions are actually holding strong.
Yeah, BlackRock and Fidelity haven't dumped their ETFs.
Exactly. MicroStrategy is publicly calling this a buying opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And El Salvador just bought another 100 coins.
So for you listening, it's a real gut check moment. Is this a historical buying opportunity or is it time to just wait out the storm?
It really tests your conviction.
It does. Okay, we need to move to our final segment. And this is probably the most controversial update from the entire briefing.
The Discord mandate.
Yes. By June 2026, Discord is making age verification completely mandatory for every single user. The era of the anonymous internet is taking a massive hit here.
The mechanics of how they are doing this are intense. To verify your age, you have to submit a video selfie for AI face scanning.
Using third-party companies, right?
Right. Companies like Yodi or Jumio.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to upload a government-issued ID.
And if you refuse, because I know a lot of people will want to refuse.
If you refuse, the penalty is severe. Your account is forced into what they call teen by default mode.
Which basically breaks the app. It blocks you from all 18-plus servers. It blurs out any sensitive images. It limits your voice chat capabilities. And it completely blocks direct messages from strangers.
This raises an important question, though. We have to look at this impartially. Platforms are caught in a massive clash between online child protection and digital privacy.
Because the laws are changing.
Exactly. There are strict new laws rolling out in Europe, Australia, and Canada. These governments are forcing platforms to verify users to protect minors from explicit content.
Discord promises they don't store the data. They say the scans are deleted. But user trust is so low right now, we're already seeing people fleeing to platforms like Telegram or Matrix just to avoid the biometric scans.
Yeah, and honestly, the creepiest detail in the briefing is what Discord does if you try to ignore the verification entirely.
The age inference model.
Yes, they are deploying an AI model that estimates your age based purely on your digital behavior.
Even if you don't submit an ID.
Even if you don't submit anything. It analyzes how you type, when you're online, who you talk to, and uses AI to guess if you are a minor or an adult.
That is wild. Just analyzing your behavior to verify your identity.
It is a massive shift in how platforms manage users.
So what does this all mean? We've covered AI colleagues, massive CPU hardware, streaming wars, crypto crashes, and now Discord scanning faces.
If you pull the thread through all of these sources, you see the buffer between our physical selves and our digital environments dissolving. Think about it. Copilot is becoming a proactive colleague. WhatsApp is reading our voices locally. Discord is analyzing our behavior just to prove our age.
The internet is maturing.
It is. It's maturing into something incredibly capable, but also highly monitored.
Yeah, that anonymity we used to take for granted is vanishing. And I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder on that. We started this deep dive talking about AI acting as an autonomous human colleague with Copilot.
Right.
And we just finished talking about AI being used to analyze your behavior to verify that you are, in fact, an adult human on Discord.
The machines are doing the checking.
Exactly. So how long will it be until you have to use your own AI just to prove to other machines that you are human?
That is going to be the defining challenge of the next few years.
It really is. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to get smarter with us today. We love diving into this stuff with you. Stay curious, watch your privacy settings, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.